Great. There's a lot of excitement. Our team's had a really nice season. We feel really good about ourselves and want to just continue to try to get better. That's kind of what we've been trying to do all year, is get better and better. And we've improved a lot, I think, the last 2 months. And going into the playoffs, we want to have the same mindset, stay hungry and try to keep improving every night.
Feel great.
Thanks. I felt good at, other than that 2 months with my back, I felt good. So I feel really good and ready to roll.
How do you prepare for this team without Brandon Roy?
Simple. You know, look at what they do and try to take it away and just try to be ready for it. Yeah, we obviously have a lot of positive energy around the group right now. We've played well. But, you know, I think, like I said, we've just been trying to continue to improve, and our improvements come, and we want that to continue to be our motive going into the playoffs, is not just see how well we can do, but try to keep improving every night.
There's a lot being made about them not having Roy. It's been written, talked about such cruises without him. Make out all that talk.
Well, you got to be careful, you know. I mean, obviously, when a team loses their best player, they're not as talented, but it's a dangerous team. You know, everyone's got an opportunity to step up and you know, show people what they can do. Their energy and motivation will be high, and I think on top of that, they have nothing to lose. So they got a really deep roster regardless, and you know, we got to be prepared to play our best if we're going to beat them with or without Brandon.
They proved that they can slow the tempo against you guys. What are you going to do to try to counteract that?
Well, we got to just, you know, try to get stops, and then we can get out and run a little bit. But, you know, like I've said before, we're not really a fast break team anymore. So we will take fast breaks if we're there, but we just got to be, you know, ourselves, move the ball, move bodies, and try to create openings for each other.
Steve, a year ago, somebody would have said you have this record and in this playoff positioning, and people are suggesting that you can make a deep playoff run. Would you have bought into it?
Yeah, I mean, I think coming into the year, I thought we could win 50 or just over 50 wins, and give ourselves a chance to win a playoff series. So, you know, I was kind of the goal I had in the back of my mind, and you know, we've lived up to that. So it's rewarding in one respect, but also it's exciting because we have everything left to play for.
Having seen it, it seems like you can see a higher goal just
within the series. Yeah, well, I'm only worried about the first series. So I just want to try to win a series, and then we'll worry about the next one when it comes.